Well, hello, podcast listeners. It's me, Ethan Uslan, and I'm back with another episode. And man, it feels good to be playing piano again. And maybe you can tell by listening that I've got the first shot of the Pfizer vaccine coursing through my veins. I'm not a senior citizen, I'm not an essential worker, but Kate and I went south of the border where we were able to get vaccines. We went down to Rock Hill, South Carolina, and we volunteered at a vaccination location. And at the end of the day, they had leftovers for us. It was a great day. We enjoyed volunteering. And I spent most of the time wiping down chairs with disinfectant. I know the research says that COVID isn't spread by sitting on chairs, but I think it's always nice to sit on a fully disinfected chair, no? Especially in South Carolina, where cooties are a major concern. Not quite epidemic levels there, but, you know, you got to be smart when you're in South Carolina. So, yeah, that's what I've been up to, getting vaccinated. And remember that song I played a minute ago? That was by Hoagy Carmichael. It was a tune he wrote in 1932 called New Orleans. You might be familiar with it because it's a standard in the New Orleans jazz repertoire. Or maybe you just heard it for the first time. Either way, I hope you enjoyed my rendition, and I hope you continue listening because I have a few more New Orleans songs for you this episode. So get out the disinfectant, wipe down your chair, and get comfortable. This New Orleans-themed episode is underway. Okay, so when you think of New Orleans piano music, you might think of Dr. John, Professor Longhair, maybe James Booker, and maybe you think of Jelly Roll Morton. That's who I think of. As far as I'm concerned, Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton was among the greatest of the great. So I'm going to play two Jelly Roll Morton songs that have New Orleans in the title. First, I'd like to play something he recorded in 1923 called New Orleans Joys. It's really just a blues with a touch of what Jelly Roll used to call the Spanish tinge. It's got a bit of a Latin or Caribbean flavor to it, which is something you often hear in New Orleans music. And Jelly Roll Morton went on to re-record the New Orleans Joys in the 1930s, and then he called it the New Orleans Blues. Sometimes he would change the name of his songs like that, and it was kind of annoying. But I think I like New Orleans Joys more than New Orleans Blues, as far as the title's concerned, because Joys tells us that the blues can be joyful, and that New Orleans is joyful. And so here's Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Joys. Thank you. So that was Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Joys, also known as the New Orleans Blues. I actually tried to play it the same way Jelly Roll Morton played it in his Library of Congress recording. So if you were impressed by all those clever improvisations, well, those were Jelly Roll's improvisations, not mine. Sometimes we musicians like to do that, take a great recording and try to replicate it note for note. It's great practice, and then if you perform it for people, it's very enjoyable too. It's a win-win. You don't want to do it all the time. You want to put in your own stuff too. But I think once in a while, everyone appreciates it. And you know, I just read an interesting blog post by a writer named John Paul Flintoff. He says that he practices his writing by writing down snippets from other books verbatim. Apparently, the idea is that the words you're copying down will seep into your mind and improve your writing. Hunter S. Thompson typed out The Great Gatsby just for his own self-improvement, and George Eliot kept a notebook where she copied down selections from other authors. So for you artists out there, go ahead and copy stuff just for practice. It's good for you. But don't copy this podcast, or I will come after you with the long arm of the law. All right, where was I? Yeah, I was talking about Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Joys / Blues, and I got one more thing to say about that. I recorded it twice, once slower and once faster. I couldn't decide which one I liked better, and you just heard me play the slower version. I suppose that makes it less joyful and more bluesy, but if you want to hear the faster version, check out my YouTube channel. It's on there. Just search my name into YouTube. And maybe write Jelly Roll Blues or Joys, something like New Orleans Joys, whatever, some keywords, you'll find it. And all the other recordings from this podcast are up on YouTube also, should you want to see my fingers moving around. But you don't get to hear my insightful in-between-the-song commentary that you're getting right now. So if you're into this, stay with me right here on the podcast, because I have more commentary about the next song I'm going to play. And this is another Jelly Roll Morton tune, and this song is called The New Orleans Bump. When I first heard Jelly Roll's 1929 recording of The New Orleans Bump, I got chills up my spine. It's really a haunting tune, very unique. I fell in love with it immediately. And he recorded it only once and with a jazz band, so I don't know what it sounded like when Jelly played it solo piano. And my rendition is basically me playing the notes that his band played, just on the piano, of course. I think it works well enough that way. And before I play it, I just want to say that there's a section that made me think of Mardi Gras Indians. You see, on Jelly Roll Morton's Library of Congress interview, he talks about the New Orleans tradition of African Americans dressing up like Native Americans for Mardi Gras. Apparently that's an old tradition there, and it's still going on. People make these elaborate feathery costumes inspired by Native American ceremonial garb, and they parade around. I mean, there's a lot more to it than just parading around, but they do parade around, and it's very festive. And there's also a musical element to it. And there are lots of chants and dances. It's really fascinating. And when I was listening to the recording of New Orleans Bump, there's this section that sounds like American Indian music. You've got this steady tom-tom beat, and then this call-and-answer melody over the tom-tom. It sounds like a powwow or something. So I'm thinking Jelly Roll is referencing the Mardi Gras Indians here. Perhaps you will agree with me when you hear it. The tom-tom beat and the call-and-answer thing come in the middle of the tune. You can't miss it, unless you fall asleep. So don't fall asleep. Here's the New Orleans Bump. So that was Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Bump. I hope you heard the Mardi Gras Indians in there. I hope you don't think I'm crazy for thinking it sounds like Mardi Gras Indians. It sounds like Mardi Gras Indians. All right, let's move on. I got one more New Orleans song for your listening pleasure. And this one is called New Orleans Fizz, and it's from 1924. Now, you mixologists out there already know this, but a New Orleans Fizz is a cocktail. It's also known as the New Orleans Gin Fizz or a Ramos Gin Fizz because it was invented by Henry C. Ramos in 1888 at his Imperial Cabinet Saloon in New Orleans. Supposedly, at the Imperial Cabinet Saloon, they would shake the New Orleans Fizz for 12 minutes. 12 minutes! We don't have that kind of time here at the Carolina Shout Podcast Saloon. Time is money over here. So I'm going to make a quick New Orleans Fizz. I've already got my ingredients right here ready to go. I believe that's called the mise en place. And so it's time to start mixing this drink. Start off with some gin. And then some simple syrup. And then a little heavy cream. Lemon juice and lime juice. I already combined them. And a few drops of orange flower water. Now you gotta be careful with this stuff. I put some in my coffee this morning and I still taste it. It can really overpower. So just a drop if you're following along at home. Do you even hear that? It was just a tiny drop. And now a raw egg white, which gives you a 1 out of 200,000 chance of getting salmonella. And now you give it a quick shake. And then you add the ice, and this time you shake it for 12 minutes. If you're a traditionalist and you have no respect for other people's time. So we're going to shake it for less than that, if you don't mind. So here we go. Let me put in the ice. Make sure I put the cap on. That's important. And now let's shake. So while I shake, I should mention that the New Orleans Fizz piano piece that I'm about to play, it was composed by Pete Wendling and Max Cortlander. Both Wendling and Cortlander were prolific and very popular piano roll artists during the 1920s. Max Cortlander actually went on to become the president of the QRS Piano Roll Company. If you go to an antique shop today, or if you go on eBay and buy some old piano rolls, there's a very good chance that the roll you bought was cut by Pete Wendling or Max Cortlander. Those guys were everywhere, and they were fantastic pianists, fine composers. Can't go wrong with anything by Pete Wendling or Max Cortlander. Okay, my arm is beginning to feel like jelly, and I know it probably hasn't been 12 minutes, but I kind of feel like it's been 12 minutes, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put this down, and it's time to pour it. Looks beautiful. It's silky and white. And now I top it off with a little club soda. And now it's time to try it. Oh, this is delicious. It's like a milkshake. It's like a creamsicle. Very refreshing, even though it's not a hot day. I'm still refreshed. Kate, you got to try this. Kate, come over here. Let me go get my wife, Kate. She's in her office. Never mind. She's in the middle of a Zoom meeting. I'll make her a New Orleans Fizz when she's off work. She doesn't need to be drinking during work. Only one of us should do that. Well, it's too bad I can't pour some of this for you podcast listeners that are of age. I'd love to share it. It's very good. But what I can share with you is New Orleans Fizz, the music. So here it is, New Orleans Fizz from 1924 by the piano roll stars Pete Wendling and Max Cortlander. Thank you. So that was New Orleans Fizz by Pete Wendling and Max Cortlander. And you folks out there listening might be thinking, wow, Ethan just sat down and played that really well on the first take. Thank you. But it wasn't the first take. I played it like 1,000 times and I had to practice it a lot. And there were so many takes where I'd make mistakes and I would redo it because that piece is tricky. But I think I finally got a good recording of it down. And so you know what? Yeah, I think I earned this one. You have been listening to the Carolina Shout Podcast. I'm Ethan Uslin, your host and piano player and bartender. This show was recorded live at the Uslin home in Charlotte, North Carolina. All chairs and microphones have been wiped down with disinfectant in order to prevent the spread of Cooties-19. If you are skipping a Zoom meeting and drinking, the Carolina Shout Podcast is not legally responsible for you getting in trouble at work. Also, if you make your own New Orleans fizz, remember that consuming raw eggs may increase your risk of foodborne illness, especially if you have certain medical conditions. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.